Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Initial casting has been announced for the new play, The Ballisters. The company will feature Mary Louise Burke, Carl Clemens Hopkins, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Margaret Collin, and Richard Thomas. Burke was last on Broadway in a 2019 revival of True West. Clemens Hopkins is an Emmy nominee for his performance as Marcus on the HBO Max series Hacks. He will be making his Broadway debut. Goldsberry, a Tony winner for Hamilton, was seen last season in All-In Comedy About Love. Collins' most recent Broadway appearance was as Mrs. Mullen in the 2018 revival of Carousel, and Thomas appeared as Mr. Webb in last season's revival of Our Town. Further casting will be announced later. As previously announced, The Ballisters, written by David Lindsay Abair and directed by Kenny Leon, will open next spring at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater, with exact dates still to be announced. Ahead of its first preview this Saturday, Mamma Mia has announced its Russian lottery policies. The limited engagement revival will offer $45 in-person rush tickets at the Winter Garden Theater box office upon daily opening the day of a performance, pending availability. Digital lottery tickets will be $49 and will be available through rush.telecharge.com. Like most other lotteries consolidated to the website, free entries will open at midnight Eastern the day before a performance, with winners being drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. All winners have 5 hours to purchase their tickets from the time of notification. Up to 2 tickets can be purchased per individual. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending July 27th. Pirates, the Penzance musical, ended its voyage at the Todd Haymes Theater on Sunday and saw the second highest gross of its entire run. In its final week, it made $567,633, selling out the house. Cabaret took a large dip as new stars Billy Porter and Marisha Wallace joined the company. The revival, which is set to close on October 19th at the August Wilson, made just $648,886 last week. And Jean Smart returned to Call Me Izzy after a 2-week injury absence. The one-woman show made $426,978 at Studio 54. Overall, Broadway's gross took a 7% dip, thanks in large part to the absence of Sunset Boulevard, which closed the week before and had been among the highest earners in its final months. 28 running shows last week combined to make over $31.5 million. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.